Okay, today's Daf Chaf Beis. We're on the top of Chaf Beis. At the Mishnah, here we go. Okay, Sukkah hamiduvleleth, a sukkah that is miduvleleth. What does that mean? The Gemara really explains. It means it doesn't have enough schach. The schach is very, very sparse, very shaky. Whether or not it's very, very close, it's a close shave. But it's kosher. Or v'shetzilta, well, it's a machlok as if this is an or an and. Meaning, v'shetzilta meruba mechamasa, and has more shade than sun. Ksheir, it's still good. Hama'uva k'min bayis, if it's thick like a house. Afal pi she'ena kochavim nirin misocha ksheira. Even if you can't see any stars, it's kosher. You should just know that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that if the rain can't get into the sukkah, it's pasul. You don't have to see the stars, but it can't be so thick that rain can't get in. The Tur does not bring that down lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring that down lahalacha. But the Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmer, and you should not have schach so thick that rain can't get in. If you do have schach that thick and rain can't get in, it's a kosher sukkah. But there is a chumrah out there that it shouldn't be that thick.
Why?
What? Because then it's not a diras harai. It's not a harai like that.
Yehudi wouldn't be happy.
What?
Like
right. My miduvleles. What does that mean, miduvleles? I'm a rav. Sukkah aniyah. A poor sukkah. What does that mean? It says Rashi. Sheyesh b'tzichacha kanim ma'at. It has a few beams. V'yesh ba'avir harbe el she'en bo shalosha biyachad. Has a lot of air, a lot of empty space, but not three in one spot. Then it would be possible. You don't have that, but it's really sparse. Shmuel Amar, no, kana olav a kana yored, a beam going up, a beam going down. What does that mean? A beam going up, a beam going down? Says Rashi, a reed. Shelo hishve haschach lahashkiv kanim ze etel ze. You don't have a situation where there are beams, reeds, boards lying flat. Ella, echad lamayla v'echad lamata. The beams are on two levels. You have boards, you have some space, you have another set of boards. When we talk kach, because of this, chamatzah meruv mitzlasa, there's more sun than shade. The ashmi'inan matznisan, and the Mishnah tells us, the amrinan kol she'ilu hayam mesachin b'shav, hayitatzilz meruv chamatzah, ksheira. If it would be on one level, it's kosher. If it would be on one level, it for sure be kosher. But it's on two levels, and they're like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Staggered.
It's still kosher. That's what Rashi says. Says toes was up on top. Ready? Shelo hishve es haschach. You didn't line up the schach. Lahashkiv es hakanim ze etzal ze. That they should be next to each other. Ella echad lamaylev echad lamata. You have two layers. When we toch kach, chamatzah meruv mitzlasa. You have more sun than shade. You have more sun than shade. But the Mishnah comes along, the Amrin on Rowan, Kal She'ilu Haya Moshchavin Bishav, Haitzatzilsa, Miruba Mechamasa, Kshira. If they'd be on one level, it would be good. Kach Pirish Hakuntris. That's what Rashi says. Mashma Lipirusho. So Tosas Masha from Rashi. The Kishayesh Bein Ze Laze Shlosha, Tipsula Labaya. If there'd be a gap, Hainu mitam, chamasa, meruba, mitzilasa. There'd be more sun than shade. Right? V'lo yitachin, says to us, it's impossible. The kivan, the I, kaima, chama, barosh, kal, adam. But one second. What if it's noon? If it's noon, haisa, tilsa, meruba. There'll be more shade than sun. Ein, lifsal, bishvil, chama, haba, minatzad, ba'al kison. It's not going to be puzzle because when the sun's on a diagonal late any other time of the day. That's not a problem. But also say chamsa meruba. And then you can tell me there's more sun. I found you a case where it's not a problem. When's that? Noon. When there is no shade. Says to us, that can't, Rashi can't be right. Elohainu taima. The reason is, mishum de lo chashiv schach le tzdarif ki ay gavna. It's just not enough schach to be mitzdarif like this. Kishyesh ben zel zeh shlosha. Avo ki leka shlosha, ke lo vedami v'akol echad. It's all good. Rashi said it's a problem of shade, and therefore, we pretend they're all together, so it's not a problem of shade. It says, Torah, it doesn't do with shade. It has to do with loved. Shalosha tvachim. Let's say you have two layers, but they're eight tvachim apart. So the truth is, what does Tosfos make any sense?
As what Tosfos is getting involved in, when the Gemara is going to explain the whole thing later on anyway.
So it's very interesting because we had this on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis we said, remember we were learning the Gemara there, and the Gemara said that if it's 20 amas, it's too tall. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we said was, well, there's no shade from the schach. Right. And the Ritva said, and what about when it's noon? Right. What about when it's noon? And we answered, you can't show me 1 minute of the day when it's okay. So that's what Tosfos will say. So they might be arguing on this issue, of this noon issue. Because back on Daf Beis, we rejected this answer. We said, that's not an answer. But the rest of the time, there's no shade. So the fact that at noon it's good shade, what kind of sukkah is that? Here, Tosfos, that would be a good sukkah. The fact that at noon it protects you and there's more shade. Right? It's interesting. That's why I brought this down. Interesting.
That means you can only be yotzei the mitzvah at noon.
No, it's not what he's saying. He's saying since at noon you could be yotzei the mitzvah, so it's a good sukkah always. Oh. Even though at 2 p.m. it's for sure going to be more shade, more sun. That's what he's saying. And on that phase, we said it's impossible.
It's usually the other way around.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
No, because on an angle, it hits the schach.
Right. Exactly.
It's on the top where it goes right to the beast.
Right.
That's what he's saying. He's giving you the other example.
Exactly. 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 Okay. Next.
Wait,
now.
I understand because Gemara's going to explain what the situation is.
Right. I know. All right, let's go. Rav Tani Chada. Rav taught one. Rav taught this Mishnah's only saying one thing. The first half, anyway. Ushmul tani tarti. Rav tani chada sukkah mivduv leles. A sukkah that's mivduv leles. My mivduv leles. What does that mean? Mivduv leles, it means shetiltzim meruv v'chamasa kshera. There's more shade than sun. It's kosher, even though it's very, very, very close call. Ushmul amar tarti. It's two. My mivduv leles. Mibulbeles. What does mibulbeles mean? Tarti katani. Two statements. Number one, sukkah mibulbeles kshera. That means it's sparse, it's very, very close call. And number two, betiltzim, mechamasak sheira, and more shade than sun, also kosher. What's the case of more shade than sun? We know that already. Right, it's two levels.
But I don't get it. The requirement is chamasa. Who cares if it makes it, you know, well, what's the chiddush?
Because it's not on one level. So I would have said, what kind of thing is this? If two levels to get you more shade, the answer is, yeah, it's fine. That's all. We're not done with this, Gemara. It's not so easy here. Amar Abaya. Lo shanu ela she'ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha tvachim. This is all only true if there is not more than three tvachim separating the two layers. Aval yesh bein zeh lezeh gimel tvachim psula. You have a level of schach, which is not enough. And then nine tvachim above that, there's another level of schach, also not enough. And the two of them, they don't combine. They're too far apart to combine. Amar Rava. Nah, afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shlosha tvachim nami lo amaron. Right? Even yesh bein zeh lezeh shlosha tvachim nami lo amaron. We also don't say that what? Ela she'ein gago begago tefach. Each beam itself must be a tefach thick, tefach wide. Avo yesh begago tefach. But if it's each one is a tefach, kshira, it's good. Damrinon chavut rami. Chavut rami is one of these halacha l'moshe me'sinai imaginary scenarios where we pretend that the second level merges with the bottom level. But in order for that to work, they have to be at least a tefach wide, the beams.
A new concept of
chavut.
You got love, you got
good right.
So you're saying there's got to be a tefach between the two levels?
No.
Max three,
and each of the beams has to be a tefach wide. So if you use bamboo, which are less than a tefach wide, you would not say this din. It would be a pasul sukkah, according to Rava.
Use bamboo, it would be a pasul sukkah.
Right, you have to use 2x4s. Then at least
I thought it would be maximum 2x4.
Has to be at least. But what if it's two tefachim wide?
No, what if it's standard bamboo?
So he would not say this, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why. It doesn't have the ability to pull it down.
No, you'll see why in a minute. You'll see why right now. Here we go. Amar Rava, Mano Amin Allah. Where did I get that from? The Chiyitzbe Tefach Amin Chavad Rami. The Chilesbe Tefach Lo Amin Chavad Rami. What? How do I know that? Ditnan. It's a Mishnah in, I believe it's in Ohalos. Okay? Here we go. You have a house with two. It's not easy. A picture. If you don't have a picture would really help here. You have a house. The root is there's a two-story house. It's a two-story house. You have a floor, a roof, a ceiling, a second floor, and then another ceiling. Okay? The first floor ceiling has boards but are staggered, and the second floor also has boards that are staggered. See the case? There are two cases. There are two cases. Case number one is where the upper level is literally above the lower level. The boards are mounted on top of it. The second case is where the second level is in the in-between spaces of the lower level.
Staggered.
Right. Which would mean that on the floor, the shadow would look completely full.
Correct.
The first case, not like that. Here we go. Ditnan, the Mishnah is like this. Koros habayis v'aliyah. You have a house and a second floor. She'ein aleya maziva. There's no cement over here. V'hayu michuvanos. They're lined up exact. So there's a space in my ceiling. There's a space in the second floor as well. Tuma tachas achas mehen. Let's say there's tuma under one board. There's tuma under one board. Tachteha tame. Anything else under that board is tame. Why? That board is an ohel. The rest of the house, tahar. Second floor, tahar. Bein hatachtona leelyona. If it's on the, between the first story and the second story.
Resting on a beam, you mean?
Resting on a beam. Dead sherets resting on a beam, or the part of a mace resting on a beam. Beinehen tame. Anything in between there is tame. Okay? Number three. Al gabe haleelyona. Something's on the roof. Kinegda adla rakia tame. Anything there going up to the heavens is a plane flying by. Anyone, everyone on that plane becomes tame, right?
Unless you're in a plastic bag.
What?
Unless you're in a plastic bag.
Right. Hayu hel yonos kibena tachtono. What if second case? No. What second case? What if the beams are staggered? What if the beams are staggered? Right? So that again, if you're looking on now that the beams are staggered, if you're standing on the floor, if you're looking down on the floor, you'll see shadow completely. Why? Because on the first floor, it was 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and on top it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So it totally fills everything up. So So tuma tachtehen. Let's say this tuma underneath the first one, tachas kulon tame. Anything under the entire floor is tame. Why? Because we're going to say chavit rami. We lower the top level. It fits right into the bottom level. It completely makes an ohel. And then, therefore, there's a beam over there, on the beam number one, and then on the beam number seven, there's I'm standing on the beam number seven, I become tame. Why? Ohel.
Anything below the first
floor. Right, it's because it's as if there's no second floor. Rashi says that. The second floor, it's non-existent.
Right, but I'm on the top.
That's the next case. 1 minute. Al gabehen. What if there's tuma on the second floor? Kinegdon ad lirakia tame. Right? Kinegdon ad lirakia al gabehen. Right?
He says the tuma's on the top floor.
Okay.
Al gabehen, but the tuma's on the first, on this level.
Oh, correct.
Not on the top.
I understand. Okay. Al gabehen. Al gabehen. What's the story with that? By the way, it doesn't matter where it is. Then kinegda ad lorakia tame. Again, there's no ohel.
Right. Under is fine.
Under is fine, and above is a problem.
Right.
V'tani Allah, and we said about this story. When is all that true? Bizman sheyesh behen tefach ubinehem poseach tefach. Each one has to be a tefach, and the tefach of space. Aval ein b'nei en paseach tefach, tuma tachas achas b'en tachtea tamei, b'nei en val gabei en tamei, tahar. If you don't have a tefach, none of this applies.
Between the boards.
Between the boards. And each board. Alma, what do you see? Ki is be tefach aminu chavit rami, ki les be tefach lo aminu chavit rami, shema amina. Okay? Very good. I guess it's a makam of chashivas, a little bit. And therefore, if you have a bamboo, it would not apply. But on a tefach, it would apply. Where'd that shear come from? So really, it's halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. As a matter of fact, Yosef Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana was sitting, v'kamalah shmeitza. He said this over. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, v'chol hecha deles bei tefach lo amina chavar rami. What do you mean? Whenever there's no tefach, you don't say chavar rami? Right? So 1 second. Ask the Ritva, we just had a preferish mission about that. We just had a preferish mission about chavar rami. What's Rav Ashi's? So the Ritva answers, oh, that was by Tumma. So we all know Tumma's different rules. They say the same thing by non-Tumma? That's what they're driving at. So you see, yeah, Vatanya, Kora Hayote Mikosel Zeh, Ven Agas Bikosel Zeh. You have a beam coming out of the wall, you want to make a Kora, right, to close up the Mavui. So the Mavui is three walls, like a Ches, and they have a Kora coming out from one end of the wall to the other end of the wall, but it doesn't reach the other end of the wall. It's less than three Tvachim away from the wall, or Shtei Koros Achas Yote Mikosel Zeh, Achas Yote Mikosel Zeh. You have two Koras coming out of the wall, the meeting in the center. But they don't touch. Why don't they touch? Because they don't have enough wood. So, Pachos Mishlosha ain't Tzarklavi Kor Racheres. Shlosha Tzarklavi Kor Racheres. Right? If you have less than three Tvachim, it bridges the gap, Lovewood, it's all good. If you have more than three Tvachim, you have a problem. You don't have a Korah. That's old news. We only brought that down for the. Now, Rashir Megalil Omer. Rashir Megalil says, Pachos me arba ain't zarech lavi kol racheres. Arba zarech lavi kol racheres. That's a new thing that we never heard of yet. There was Shimon, who's this? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Lavud is four tefachim, not three. Nothing else changed except that he has a different shear of Lavud. Okay, very good, excellent. Now, that's not why we brought this down. We brought this down for the next story. What about v'chein shtei koros hamas imos? Let's say you have two twin boards, two twin koros coming out of the wall. Now, we learned in Erevin that when you have a korah, the korah has to have a certain thickness to it. What's that thickness? It has to be a tefach. Okay? Why? Because it has to be able to hold a brick that is at least a tefach and a half. So if you put a tefach and a half over a tefach and you have a little bit hanging out on the sides, that's okay. Right, so you have to have a tefach of beam. What if you have two half a tefachs? So what's the issue with that? Right, v'chein shtei koros hamas imos. You have two beams coming out, twins. The Gemara calls it lo bazuka de la kabel ariyach. This one's not strong enough to hold a brick. Lo zuka de la kabel ariyach. The other one's also not strong enough. In Makbilos, Ariach, Lerach, Votefach, if together they can withstand the weight of a Tefach, Ein Tzarech Lahavi Kol Racheres. You don't have to bring another one. It's good enough. V'im Lav, and if not, Tzarech Lahavi Kol Racheres. You have to bring another one. But see, Rashi, top Rashi, did not. Yeah?
Yeah, but if they were not. If they were together, it would be the same thing.
Ah, we'll get into that in a second. The Ritva asked that question, he doesn't have an answer. It's a bomb question. Just let's finish Rashi. Let's do Rashi first. Ditnan, the Erevin, we learned in Erevin. Hakorah Sha'amru, this Korah that we're talking about, in order to make a Mavoi that you can carry in there. So it's really for a hecker. So Rechava, it has to be thick enough, Kedei Lekabel Ariach, that you can put a brick there. Vaha Ariach, Chatzi Levena Shal Shlosha Tvachim. And Ariach is a half a brick of three tefachim, meaning it's one and a half. Daya l'kora, a korah is big, good enough, shetehei rechava tefach, it could be a tefach thick, kedei l'kabel ariach l'rochbo, so that it can withstand the weight of a brick on top of it. V'hasam parech, but tefach u'mechzeboi, but it should be one and a half. U'mishadam y'inzer, shebolates l'shnei tzedaya hatzidi ha'kora, etzba l'kol ruach, u'melavnan batina. It's okay, if you have a tefach, and you put something in a tefach and a half, what do you have? You put a tefach and a half on top of a tefach, you have a little bit sticking out on the sides, that little bit on each side is not going to break the korah, right? Because the displacement of the weight...
I'm not sure if I want to walk under there, but...
It'll be good enough. That's good enough, right? It's not going to not gonna break. So it'll be good enough. Now, v'yim lo ha'yisalo korah v'chav tefach. Let's say it's not thick enough for a tefach. V'nosin shtayim zu b'tzad zu. You put two next to each other. The hainu mas'imos ke'ein te'umim, like twins. The halacha doesn't change. Right? The halacha doesn't change. That's Rashi's pshat. According to the Rambam, right? According to the Rambam, it don't have to be right now. Mr. Ford asked a good question. According to Rashi, what on earth is the Chiddush? So I don't have to have one tefach. It could be two half tefach. What's the Chiddush in that? Why would I think otherwise?
They're not stopping next to each other.
They're mamish next to each other. Rashi is the mamish. The Rambam says, no, they could be three tefachim away from each other. Away from each other on the same level. Lavud. The brick will fall through. Lavud. That's the Rambam says. That already is a little bit of a Chiddush. What? It's a big Chiddush. That's what the Rambam says. Other Rishonim, the Ravid, the Rashba, right? They say like this. They don't have to be right next to each other mamish. They have to be they can be far apart enough as long as they can still hold the brick. Which is also a Chiddush. According to Rashi, what's the Chiddush? It doesn't have to be one out of one material, it could be two next to each other. What's the Chiddush in that? Right? Doesn't answer. He leaves it as a question on Rashi. It's very difficult, Rashi. What's the big Chiddush over? You can have two sticks that together is the same size as one. I wouldn't know that, but I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't think that's a problem. I would think it's a problem.
Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel is saying what he said. It's not Rambam. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel is the one who said
it. No. That was a Tanakhama. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel Omer, Im makbilos ariach la'orcho shlosha tvachim, Ein tzarech la'avi kor racheres, the has to be three tvachim, v'yimlav tzarech la'avi kor racheres.
That's just a detail. He just argues on the sizes. He doesn't argue on the etzem din, right?
Haya echad lamayla of echad lamata. What about if they're not on the same level? One's higher than the other. That's how we're bringing this down, right? So what's the story with that? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rowan Hall, Yona, Kihi lamata. You view the top as if it's chavit rami, basically. We're going to pretend they're the same level. Besach tachtona ki'ilu hi lamayla. And the bottom one comes up. Ubulvad, as long as Shalo Dehel Yona Lamaila Meyasir Mama, as long as the top one is not above 20, because you can't have a Korah above 20, Vatachton Lamata Meyasara, and the bottom one can't be below 10, because it's also not a Korah.
Well, you don't play Chabad in that situation, it has to be close to each other, right?
Ah, Hazer, Vizer, Besoch Esrim, even if they're in 20, they're both within 20, Amrina Chabad Rami. You say Chabad Rami. Afagav, the Let's Be Tefach. Even though, l'chora, each one's not a tefach. You said the only true if they're a tefach. Had I just told you they're not a tefach? According to everybody, they're not a tefach. According to Rashi, according to the Rambam, according to the others, it's all less than a tefach. And we all say chavit rami. As long as they have other requirements, it can't be more than 20 amos, it can't be less than 10 tefachim, it's all good. So the Gemara answers, amalei, tarit fe'e mahachi. Say it like this. Yeah, you're right, you have to answer it like this. That, ubilvad, shalote el yona lamayla me'esrim. It can't be above 20. Why? Because you can't have a korah above 20. Ela besoch esrim. Has to be within 20. Vatachtona smuchola pachos mishlosha. Has to be within 3 tvachim of it. Now it can't be 18 amos away. This one's 19 amos high, and that one's 6 amos high. Right? Yeah, they're 13 amos away. You know, they don't have it like that. Not, no, that's what we thought. No! Has to be within 3 tvachim of each other. Inami one, or?
But not height.
Correct.
Height too?
Height only.
Inami or, ubulvad shalote tachton lamata meyasara. It can't be less than 10 tvachim off the ground. Has to be higher than 10 tvachim off the ground. Ella, lamayla meyasara. It can be above, has to be above 10 tvachim. Velyona, smuchala, lepachos mishlosha. And the upper one has to be within 3 tvachim of it. Aval shlosha, but if they're 3 tvachim apart, kiven de lesbe tefach, lo amrina chavrami, ein achanami. If they're going to be further apart, each one's less, you know, we would not say chavrami, ein achanami. We would not say it. In other words, the only reason why we're saying it is because we're applying lovet and chavet together. Right? Lovet together. Together.
Was the chavet has to be tefach wide, you said?
Yes. Why? There's no reason.
So it's less than tefach wide, there's no chavet.
Correct. Okay, now, the Mishnah then said that if there's more shade than sun, it's good. Right? The Mishnah said that it's more shade than sun, it's good. Didn't we learn that on Daf Beis?
No.
On Daf Beis, the Mishnah said it the opposite way. It said if it's more sun, it's no good. Right? Any sukkah that has more sun than shade is no good. And I hear the Mishnah says, if it has more shade than sun, it's good.
So, v'shatil tzemru b'nei chamasa k'shira, what if it's 50-50? What if 50-50? What if it's exactly 50-50? Ha ki adadi tzula. So it's mashma that if it's 50-50, it's puzzle. If it's more shade, it's good. And what if it's 50-50? Puzzle. On the base, the exact opposite inference. On the base, if it's more shade, if it's more sun, it's no good. And what if it's 50-50? It would be good. Right? V'ha'atnan be'idach v'pirkin. We learned in the first mission of this Masechta. V'shachamasa mruv mitzulatsa. If there's more sun than shade, tzula. Ha ki adadi kshera. But if they're exactly the same, it would be kosher. So what do you see? It's a stira. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, over there in that base.
Here.
Over there. Milmila, right? Over there. It means over there. Over there. Milmila. On top. What does that mean? It's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos what this means. Kan lemata. Here, down below. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. We have a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos. Ready? Kan lemaila, kan lemata. Ha didaikinan ki adadi psula. When do we say if it's 50-50, it's puzzle? Right? When do we say it's 50-50 puzzle? Ki hadadi psula lamaila koi. That's on top. What does that mean? Kishiyesh bein kana lakana kamale kana. If exactly, you have the schach, it's exactly 50-50. You have each board, you're missing a board. You have a board, space. A board, space. A board, space. It's 50-50. Afilu mitzumtzum, even if it's 50% exactly, psula, it's psula. Why? Lefi shechamas ha'avir, because the sunlight, niris ba'aretz, rechava harbe min hatzel shel schach, because the light spreads. So if it's 50-50, it's in the sukkah, down below, up on top. It's 50-50.
Taking a light meter, one by the schach and one on the ground.
Right. So on below, there's more light. Why? Because sunlight spreads, says Rashi. So you have more light. Make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Lafi, right? V'harbi menatzel, v'ha didaikina ki adadi kshira. And when do we say that 50-50 is kosher? Nakat shiureha milmata shechama v'tzel shavin. What does this mean? Nakat shiureha milmata.
Only the ground.
Shechama v'tzel shavin. If there's exactly 50% down here, b'yadua shakonim rechav min ha'avir. That up on top, for sure you know that there's more shtzchach.
Which
correct. That's Rashi's pshat. Right? Right? Amar of Papa. We'll do Tosfos in a minute. Amar of Papa. Hainu de Amri Inchi. That's what people say like this. Kizuza mila'il. Ozuz up on top. Is ki'istura mitachas. It's like an istura below. Ozuz is smaller than an istura. So if you have a hole in the coin. Oh, look at this little coin. Look at this little hole here in the coin. But if you look down in the shadow of the hole in the coin, it's much bigger. Which is exactly what Rashi said, right? Because the light spreads. Says Tosfos, Kishek Tosfos, the Tosfos of the second to last one, Kizuza, Kishenekev Rochev Milmaila, when there's a hole in the coin up on top, Kishir Zuz Chamasa Meruba Milmata, it makes a bigger shadow, Kishir Sela, like the size of a Sela, Kashpirish Bekuntris. That's what Rashi said. The Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, 1 second. Who said that memra? Rav Papa. For Rav Papa gufe dehacha, isle parakama de Erevin. The Rav Papa himself said, in Erevin, that paritz ka'omed mutter. That 50-50 is mutter. If you have paritz ka'omed, you have a mechitza, and it's 50% open, 50% closed. He himself said it's good. For hasam nami paskirin hilcha sahachi. And we pass on like Rav Papa here. The old kasha, the amar parakama de kedushin, the avdi inchi, the karu lepalgetsa de zuzo istura. They call a half a zuz an istura, which is alma de istura pachos mitzvah. It's less than a zuz. It's not bigger than a zuz. It's smaller. Not like in America where a dime is worth more than a nickel and it's smaller. Only America did that. No other country does that, Canada. Right? Canada do that also. Canadians. There's too much ice over there. So, but in the olden days, it wasn't like that. The bigger the coin, the more value it had. So says Tosfos, what's Rashi talking about? Therefore, Tosfos is a whole different shot. Umafarish Rabbeinu Tam, Kan Lamaila, what does it mean above and below? A different answer. Misha Modeid Ha'avil Momaila, when you measure up on top, Ki Adadi Kshera. If it's 50-50, it's kosher. Why? Lefishu Omeid Kaparitz. It's 50-50. Aval Omeid Milmata Ba'aretz. It doesn't go by the Tzchach, it goes by where you are. Aval Ba'omeid Milmata Ba'aretz. Uma'ayin Klape Maila. But if you're standing in the Sukkah and you look up, V'dome Ki Adadi Psula. It looks puzzled. Why does it look puzzled? Ki ha'avir shehu rachav ki zuze doma be'enav katan ki istara. Because it looks like there's more air than this close. Really, it's 50-50. If you're up there with a tape measure, it'll be 50-50. And that would be a good. When you're down below looking up, it looks worse. Why does it look worse? Machmas shu rachav bimenu, because you're far away from it. V'raya l'davar, listen to this. V'nehig be'enenu kechagavim. They thought we were grasshoppers. With 6-footers. But the giant, why'd they think that? Because they were so far away from us. Right? Or listen to this. The kochel of Godel Bashamayim, you have a huge star in the sky. It looks tiny. You go at night, you look up in the sky, you see stars, they look tiny. Tosfos already knew they were huge. Tosfos knew that. They were huge. So why do they look so small? Because they're so far away. So too, when you're sitting in the sukkah and you look up, look at this, it's a puzzle sukkah.
Not so far away anyway.
You hear this, Tosfos? It's so interesting. So interesting. Rashi's so mistaken. Rashi's a chat. Right? It's the way the light spreads. Tosfos, a whole different thing. Right? When you're standing down below, it looks puzzle. Right, what does that mean? What does that mean? Exactly. Because the pasha doesn't make any sense. Right? Well, his point is that when you're far away, it looks smaller than it really is. So
my problem with this toast is you can get this hot during the day. Okay?
Yeah.
Look at this hot during the day. And you see the differences. It appears more correct. It doesn't appear worse.
Right. So he says it appears worse.
He says it's being worse.
Right. Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
But the gauge isn't that. The gauge is also in the room of Hamza. They go to the ground, you see.
I know. The reason why. The reason why.
You look at the ground, you see if it's
also. That's what Rashi said. So Tosfos didn't want to say that because Tosfos was forced into this because of the thing with the coin.
Exactly.
Because Rav Papa held. What's Rav Papa saying with the coin? What Rashi said about the coin, not even true. The Ister is smaller, it's not bigger. Rashi said it's bigger. A small hole has a big shadow. But that's not true.
The fact is it's kosher, because you think it doesn't look like kosher, so why
right. Okay? I know. So it's from your perspective.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, all the inference.
I don't know, but everybody that I know, when you go into your sukkah, you want to gauge it, there's enough schach, you look down. You see, right. It's still some room in the chamsa or not, period, end of story. You don't look at...
So what do you do? You look up. Tosfos says that when you look up, it looks worse than it is. It looks worse.
It does. It looks
so interesting, no?
You see what's blocked and what's not blocked.
All right, let's just do a little more. 2 minutes. Tana Rabbanan. So that's interesting, no? So interesting how they have such a different way of looking at it. Rashi and Tosfos, so different. Maziva Kimin Bias. So we said if you use a... Tana Rabbanan. Hama'uve Kimin Bias. If you make your schach thick like a house, afal pisha en kochavim near mitocha, kshera. It's even if you can't see stars, it's still kosher. So we said there's a chumra. Mishnah Berurah says if rain has to be able to get in, if rain can't get in, it's no good. En kochavim achama near mitocha. What if you can't even see the sunlight? You can't even see the sun. So beishamai poslin ubeishilo machshir. Beishamai says no good, and beishilo says yes good.
What happens if it's thick snow?
Snow?
Yeah.
What you have?
It was actually Canada.
I was once in Boston for sukkahs. We couldn't sit in the sukkah. There was too much snow.
Canada, you know? It's a yearly event.
Yeah. Right. They have it. So I was thinking about that. Those huge sukkahs, and they make them bar park. Those schach is so thick. So the answer is just kosher. So they don't have to hold the Mishnah Berurah chumrah on a public sukkah like that. Nobody eats in there. I mean, they have maybe a mesivas. don't know, maybe some families do. How do they carry it? I don't know.
Sure.
No, there's no chiyuv. No, that's the range you're able to get in. That rate should be that then. You don't have to see the stars. And by the way, the thing is, no, you never have to. The Mishnah Brura is a chumrah, it shouldn't be enough rain.
No,
then
it should not thick enough that rain can
happen. Exactly, that's only a chumrah.
Yeah.
And if you don't hold from that,
correct,
it's also good.
No, anyway,
right, I know, people, it's a misconception. Now, if you don't have to see the stars. The chumrah, do you have to let rain get in? You don't even have to have that. All right, very good. So all right, we'll stop here by the Mishnah, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow is a very famous daf in Shas, because talk to the elephants. All right? Everyone have a good day.